Okay, you're listening to Amud B'Chazar with Daniel Eisenberg Masecha, Pesachim, Daf, Tzadi, Beis, Amud, Beis. This is exciting. We are, first of all, over three quarters of the way through the Masecha, which is big. We are less than 3 weeks till the final parak, which is Arvei Pesachim, which means that we are starting Arvei Pesachim before Pesach, which is nice. It would be really, really nice if we could, like, be able to make the same on Maseches Pesachim for like Tanis Abachorim. That'd be nice, Tanis Abachorim. But nevertheless, I thought we wouldn't even hit our Arvei Pesachim before Pesach, so we are there. What? I think there's actually some pretty good time. I think we actually might finish on Shavuos, is that possible? Start Maseches Rosh Hashanah on Shavuos. It's something like that. Did I mention that also? By the way, the next Masechta I mentioned that it's Rosh Hashanah. We're not doing Shkalim.
What? Okay, why not?
The Oraisa Chevra that spoke to various Gedolim, and they came to a Psak on the first of all the order of the next few Masechtos, as well as not doing Shkalim. Shkalim is really Yerushalmi. And for some reason it crept into the Bavli Dafyomi cycle.
I guess it didn't have enough learning.
Right. If you go at that pace, it's not a big deal, right? It's 1 month of Shkalim. It's one what's an extra month of Shkalim? For us, it's gonna I don't know if that was the Cheshbon, but whatever. Anyway, so Shkalim is not on the list, but there's different possible orders, but by next Yuma Sukkah, Rosh Hashanah, so official, it's going to be Rosh Hashanah. It's going to be Rosh Hashanah Yuma Sukkah. That's going to be the order following the calendar, Rosh Hashanah Kippur Sukkah, which is also great because we'll be able to in about 3 months. So right, like it probably take us from Shavuos to through the summer, and then right after the summer, I think we start getting ready for Sukkah. So it's pretty good. Like we haven't had so much mazel with the starting of the Masechtos thus far, other than brachos, but it looks like from now on, Nirtz Hashem, for the next few Masechtos, hopefully we'll have a nice timing. Anyway, we are starting the second to last parak for Arvei Pesachim. Let's get started. Mi shahaya tamei o bederech rechoka, somebody who was tamei or on a faraway path. Right, this is based in this is obviously a Pesach Sheni discussion here. V'lo asa asarishon, yase asasheni. If he did not, and he did not bring the Rishon, Pesach Rishon, then he will bring the Sheni. Shagag o ne'enas, if he accidentally did not, or he from an ones took place, an uncontrollable circumstance, and he was not able to bring. V'lo asas a Rishon, yas as a Sheni, he brings a Sheni. Im Kain, if so, loma ne'mar tamei o shahaya b'derech rechoka. So why does it say Tamei and Derech Rechoka if there's this Nenas and Shogag? She'elu p'turin mihikareis, ve'elu chayivin mihikareis. Because these are putter from kareis, and these are chayiv in kareis. So we cannot take this Mishnah at face value. Because the way I would have read this, the way I did read this Mishnah originally, was that, okay, it sounds like you can bring the first two cases, right? If you're Derech Rechoka or if you're Tamei, so then you would bring Pesach Sheni. You bring Pesach Sheni, and it sounds like there's no Kares there involved, no Kares attached. But if it was a Shogeg or Ones, then you do like then there is Kares. You bring Pesach Sheni, and then there is Kares.
That doesn't make sense. You never get, yeah, right. No,
exactly. Right. So that's how, I mean, a simple read of the Mishnah would be that. But obviously that doesn't make sense. That cannot be, right? So there's the Shogun, there's an Ones, you get curry sort. Like, yeah.
I'm saying, the only issue I have with that reading is, but there's a Tashlumin. So why would we suggest that you get curries and you also can bring a Pesach Sheni?
For an Ones, right. Right.
Aside from the fact that there's no onus for an onus.
Okay.
Certainly, there's no karis for a shogeg.
Okay. Well, you know, you're in luck that you didn't come to a Mishnah shir; you came to a Gemara shir. So the Gemara will deal with that. If we stopped at the Mishnah, we'd be very confused. But the Gemara is going to help us out. God bless. What? Okay. Yeah, so obviously, there's missing cases in this Mishnah that you're not able to see for some reason. So let's go. You're saying that tongue in cheek. I also am not able to see it. No one's able to see it. But let's see, except for Gemara. Let's take a look. Itmar was stated. Hoya b'derech rechoka. If he was on a derech rechoka, v'shachto v'zarko alav, and they shechted it and did the zrika on his behalf with the intent that Rashi says, first Rashi in the Gemara, the erev yavo, and then at in the evening he's going to come. Mikom alkom b'derech rechoka hu she'in yochel ikanes b'shas shchita. So he's not able to be there. The entire Shas Shchita, which is from 6 hours until Shkia, but afterwards he's going to be able to come at night. And in general, you can have someone shech the carbon for you, so and it's done on your behalf. We're not getting into problems of lishma, not for this person. No. It was totally for you. You're on a faraway path. You're not inside the space over here. And you're not going to be able, and you're not going to get there until after. So, what do we say? Rav Nachman Amar Hurtza. Rav Nachman says it's accepted. Right? Nirtza, it's accepted. Rav Sheshes Amar Lo Hurtza. Rav Sheshes says it is not Hurtza. Right? So, just what do we have here? We have a case where a guy is on a Derech Rechoka. So we know that the halacha is mitzvah in the Torah. If someone's on a derech rechoka, he's not going to be there. He brings Pesach Sheni. Well, what if he had somebody do it for him? So he's on derech rechoka technically, but he had someone. He got the job done, and he was going to be there at night to eat. So would that work? So Rav Nachman says yes. Rav Sheshes says no. Rav Nachman arahorts mechas hu dechas rachman alav, because the whole concept of Pesach Sheni is that the Torah is having pity on the guy, right? The merciful one of the Rahman is being mechas dehudachas alav v'i avid. But if he ends up accomplishing his goal, so tavo alav bracha, it's great, kol kavod. Rishayshes Amar lo hurtza. No, it's not hurtza. Mincha dechia Rahmana ketame. Because no, the Torah pushed you off to be like someone who's tame. Someone who's right. So, you're going to bring on Pesach Sheni,
right?
Yeah, you mean you're putter. You're not allowed to bring it now. You have to bring Pesach Sheni. Yeah. What? Why not?
What is that?
Rechoka, Derech Rechoka.
A little bit confused here.
Yeah.
The generally speaking, with Derech Rechoka, I assume this guy doesn't actually show up because he's putter. Is there a Rechoka? Never reason, when the mission introduces Misha, you're Tommy up there. So Tommy, we're not even discussing this, it's very complicated. What does it mean, Tommy? But assuming that he's Tommy, we're not able to eat from, so just keep it simple.
Yeah.
But Derech Rechoka, I assume, is like Tommy, that he would not be able to eat from, right? Just on like face value, without getting any complexities as to when he tumor is
Harav Shemesh, etc.
Right. So are we saying that Derech Rechoka also has the sort of the range of scenarios like Tomei, so that Derech Rechoka where he would not be able to make it, and Derech Rechoka where he is able to make it?
That's our machlokas here, no? Right. What we're saying here is it sounds like they both understand. Derech Rechoka means Shas Shchita.
So.
Even if you could be there at night.
Now, if it's part of a group, so someone else could take the lead. Okay, the better question is, do you have to be present at Shas Shchita? I guess the answer is no. Yes.
So how do you define present? Derech Rechoka? Derech Krova. It sounds like it would be Derech Krova, according to at least Rav Sheshes.
Only one person.
You can have someone else do it for you. You can for sure have someone else do it for you.
So what? If we're gonna cover this with tomorrow, I should just let it play out.
I think we will. So the question is, somebody is Derech Rechoka during the Shas Shchita. It's not going to be around until Shkia. Is him being Bederech Rechoka right now, does that mean that there's no way he can possibly accomplish accomplish the Korban Pesach even through someone else doing the Shechita and Zrika for him? Or do we say, no, of course he can. The reason we made the Torah made an exception for people who are Derech Rechoka is that it's really hard to accomplish it. It could be you didn't get someone to do Shechita and Zrika for you. It could be you're on your way and then you got held back, you had a flat, you know, whatever else. Made a wrong turn and now the cab, you know, traffic, whatever it is. So you didn't make arrangements for it. So that's why there's a heter of Derech Rechoka that you get Pesach Sheni. But if you're able to accomplish it from your Derech Rechoka position, Tavo Alav Bracha. That's what Rav Nachman says. Rav Sheshet says no. Derech Rechoka is like almost like a psul. It's a, there's something wrong with you. You're like your tummy. It's a derech rechoka. You're like a tummy person in that the Torah said, I don't want your Korban Pesach now. Come back in a month. That's the machlokes of understanding Pesach Sheni. And whether you had someone do Shechita and Zrika on your behalf, is it nirtza or is it hurtza or not? Okay. Let's see. Omer of Nachman. Mina amin Allah. How do I, from where do I know what I said? That it's Hurtza. Ditznan, because we went to the Mishnah. Misha hayatame over derech rechoka velo asa esarishon yasa esasheni. So listen to that lashon. Whoever is tame or bederech rechoka and he didn't do the rishon yasa esasheni. If he didn't do the rishon. Michlal divay ava. That if he wanted to, he could do it. Debay, right? Meaning, we said, if somebody was Tamei B'Derech Rechoka and he didn't do it, if you assume that Derech Rechoka, then he for sure can't do it. You don't have to qualify that second point. Right? If you think it's possible that for someone who's B'Derech Rechoka to get somebody to do it on his behalf and I'll show up by dinner time, right, call me whatever you want. Just don't call me late for supper. Right, call me late for shechita. Don't call me late for dinner. If that would work, then sorry. If that would not work, if you're Derech Rechoka, there's no way you can possibly do Korban Pesach this time. So then you wouldn't phrase it as somebody was Derech Rechoka and he didn't do it. Of course, if he's Derech Rechoka, he definitely can't do it. The fact that it leaves it open as a possibility that you did do it. Okay. Implies that there is a possibility of being Derech Rechoka and you bring Korban Pesach. How? So, you had someone to do the Shechita and Zrika for you. Very good. Rav Sheshet, some of Rav Sheshet is going to respond to you. Ihachi, Seifa Diktani Shagag Onenas, Velo Asa Sarishon, Yas Asa Sheni. But the Seifa doesn't make sense. The Seifa uses the same phrase. The Seifa says, Shagag Onenas, does that imply that if he wants to, he could? Hari shogag, hari nenas. It says he was shogag. It says he was nenas. So clearly, this lashon it can't be saying, oh, there's like an option that you can do it. This phrase cannot be teaching us that. So what does this phrase that we see twice in our Mishnah already, that the lo asa esarishon, what's that coming to say? Ella mazid katani bahadayu. Rather, it's coming to include another case. It's case number three in a sense, right? You see, there's somebody who's tamei or bederech rechoka or bemazid lo asa esarishon. That's how you read this Mishnah. And then we continue. And Hachanami in the Gemara. Onen Ketani Bahadahu. Also, Onen is included. Another person who technically would, we learned on the previous daf in Mishnah, correct. Previous Mishnah about a daf ago, Tzadi Aleph Amud Beis at the bottom, that an Onen will bring the Korban Pesach, but so let's say he didn't over here. Let's say he was caught up in his grief and he didn't bring it. So he's also included in our Mishnah. So the way we read our Mishnah is as follows. I'm just going to jump back to the Mishnah and read it the way Rosh Hashanah is trying to read it. Right? So somebody who was tame or b'derech rechoka v'lo ases rishon, or somebody who didn't do it b'mezid, yases hasheni. Shagag onenas. So if he was shogeg, some of the shogeg, or it's ones, v'lo es a rishon, or he was an onen and didn't do the rishon, yases hasheni. So we have a few different categories here now. Two extra cases were included, onen and mezid. So Amar Ravashi, Masnisa Nami Dika. The Mishnah seems to be supportive. There's a deal that seems to support Sheshah's interpretation. Diktani Elu Paturin Mihikares. The Elu Chayvin Mihikares. So, right, it says, these cases are Patur or Paturin, these cases are Chayvin in Kares. Ehaye, what is it referring to? What's these? Ilema Shogig Venenas. If you're going to tell me that the Shogig and the Nenas, these are the two cases that are Chayiv, Shogig Venenas, Bene Kares Nenu? You get Kares for Shogig and Ones? Nah, can't be. Elo Lav Amezid V'Onein? Isn't it referring to the Mezid and the Onein? Yeah.
Why is it the Onein's fault?
Why the Onein should bring it?
He should bring it that night because he's done being Onein. Okay.
Yeah. What?
No, he's shliach for shlita, for eating it.
Yeah, right.
Get over it.
Amazing. So now, reading this Mishnah, these that we were talking about, these are Paturim Kares, or Paturim, and these are Chayavin. So again, because there are two, I don't want to call them imaginary cases, but two. According to Rosh Hashanah's reading of the Mishnah, there are two previously unseen cases, right? The Onain and the Mezid, and those are the cases that we say Elu Chayavin Behikares. However, but Rav Nachman, according to Rav Nachman's read, so he might actually include Mezid, right? He wouldn't include Onain, but he would have to, because according to Rav Nachman, there is an extra Velo Asa Sarishan. Definitely, how Rav Nachman would explain the second group of cases of nenas v'shagag or nenas v'lo es asarishon. He can't understand v'lo asarishon as part of nenas v'shagag, right? That doesn't make sense. He was an ones or a shogeg, and he didn't do it. Of course, that's what ones and shogeg is. He was ones and shogeg. He didn't do it. You don't say, and he didn't do it. So that must be include mezid. This is how Rashi understands it. But now, according to Rav Nachman, we only threw in one extra case where you'd be chayiv in kares. But the Mishnah is in plural. That's what this Ravashi's diok over here. The Mishnah says, the elu chayovin bihi kares. These cases are chayovin. So it's plural. So according to Rav Sheshes, both v'lo asas arishon, both v'lo asas arishons are a new case, mezid and onain, and therefore you can say they're chayavin. But according to Rav Nachman, you can't read the mission. The chayavin seems to be like it should be singular. So that's a diuk of Ravashi against in support of Ravashi's. So Rav Nachman Amar Lach, now if five went to the bottom, Rav Nachman said to you, liolam amezid luchudei. Really, it's on mezid alone, the word chayavin, right? Ubedin hu debay leil misni chayav, and really, you're right. It should say chayav. V'hai diktani chayavin, I did tana reisha paturin. The reason it says chayavin in plural is because the reisha said paturin. But really, you're right. I mean, he's loved off playing it, right? He's saying yes. Look, the Mishnah says, all right, what's Walama Namar Tame Oshahaya Bader Kharkoka? I mean, I'm back in the Mishnah. She'elu Paturin Mihikares, that these cases, which cases? You know, Der Kharkoka, Tame, Shagag, Nanas, they're Paturin Mihikares. Ve'elu Chayev Mihikares, and these are obligated. He says, it really means Vize Chayev Mihikares. It just kept the flow of the plurality of the Mishnah. We have Paturin, so we have Chayavin. But you're right, technically it's only really one case. It's Mezid. So, meaning, that's why Ravashi is saying. Ravashi is saying there's a diuk in the Mishnah that supports Rosheshes, but you can hear how Rav Nachman says, okay, I'm not sweating that detail. Okay. Tana, Tana Shevi Chayav. So now Rav Nachman defended his approach. Rav Sheshes, Amar Rav Sheshes, Mina Amin Allah. Where do I see it from? How do I say what I say? To Tanya, because we learned in the Brisa, so Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva says, Ne'amar Tamei v'ne'amar b'derech rechoka. It says in the Pasuk, Tamei and derech rechoka. And it seems to be a hekish. Ma Tamei shesipek biyado lasos be'eno ose. Just like the case of Tamei, is where sipek biyado lasos. He has the ability to do so, but he doesn't do it. Right? What does it mean he has the ability to do so? So Rashi says, Tap Rashi. Ilav didechia brahmana daha kaman, ilav didechia brahmana daha kaman kai. That if it wasn't for the pushing off of the Torah, that because he's tummy, so he can't do it halachically, but eno osa daka astra le rahmana lasos, but he's kaman kai. He's standing in front of us. So this guy, he's sipik biyad lasos, he has the ability to do it, and he's not doing it because halachically he can't. So after chachoka, nami shesipik biyado lasos ve'eno osa. So too, the person who's derech chachoka is the same thing. He's able to do it, but he's still not doing it. Rashi says after chachoka shesipik biyado lasos. So hayalo shluchim l'shaleach ve'kam rachmana de'eno osa demincha dechia. That he has the ability to send shluchim. So he could do it. He has the ability to do it, but the Torah says it's aser. So just like by Tamei, he has the ability to technically do it, and the Torah says don't do it. So to the person, Derech HaChoka, has the ability to do it. He's Derech HaChoka. Right, but he could send Shluchim. And even so, but same thing like that, just like a Tamei. But, yeah, well.
A Tamei person who brings the Karban Pesach, is it kosher or not?
No.
So then he doesn't have the ability.
He has the physical ability, just not the halachic permission.
How is that not the same thing? I don't understand that.
He has the ability to do it. He's around.
First, he can bring a chatas, and he's not chayav a chatas. It's not a chatas. If you bring a carbon, it's essentially shalosh. I mean, you can...
Meaning, he could
bring it, but he isn't.
But he halachically can't. But he's standing in front of us.
So it shouldn't count as a halacha.
So it doesn't.
I mean,
it doesn't.
Right.
But we're saying that just like the Tamei guy in our case is standing in front of us. Well, he shouldn't be standing too close to the basement, but he's here. He's present. If we would give him the snap of the fingers and say, you know what, magic, we spray Tamei to Tahor powder on him, he could do it. He's right here. So too, the person Derech HaChoka is technically able to do it. How is Derech HaChoka? Yeah, but he could technically send Shulchan. So Sipik Biyado Lasos, he has the ability to do it. And nevertheless, just like we tell the Tamei guy, we know you can do it, but you can't. It's Aser. That's what the Torah tells you. You have to wait till Pesach Sheni. So too, this guy also. He's begging, please, I'm here, and let me do it. I have my shluchim. And we say, we don't care. Torah says, you have to wait till Pesach Sheni.
Okay, fine. We're talking about a guy who's coming and would not be able to eat it that night?
Or yeah.
Cold. Okay. Because then, you can't check.
So you know what? We'll do two, three more lines, and then we'll call it. Because it's going to touch on that. Rav Nachman Amarlach, so Rav Nachman, but Rav Nachman, again, Rav Nachman's an Amora. We have over here a Mishnah, the Rabbi Akiva, who seems to says that that Sipik Lasos, the guy, and he can't send, but we don't accept the Shluchim. So Rav Nachman Amarlach, Rav Nachman would say to you, Rabbi Akiva l'tamei, diksavar ein shochtin v'zorkin al tamei sheretz. Yeah, but Rabbi Akiva's holding, like, the opinion that we're not shochtin v'zorkin on somebody who's Tamei Sheretz. Even though that night he'll be ready to go. Va'ana svirolei, k'mand amar shochtin v'zorkin al Tamei Sheretz. But I hold, and we hold in general, that's like, I guess it's a das yachid, we hold, what is Rav saying? There's Rav and Ula, in shochtin v'zorkin al Tamei Sheretz. Ula says we do, Rav says we don't know. But I mean, I'm just trying to figure out if Rav Nachman is saying like the accepted opinion. But he's saying, I hold that that we are shochtin v'zorkin al tamei sheretz. So the tamei guy here, we're talking about, let's take a look at this Rosh over here. Rabbi Akiva Sofer, in shochtin v'zorkin al tamei sheretz, v'afal gav dechazi l'ursa, even though this guy will be fitting by nightfall, v'hai sipek, he has the ability to do it, Dika Amar, Hachikam, this is what it's saying. Ma tameh shesipik biyado lasos techazi lemicha leursa. Even this guy who has the ability to do it and he'll be fit to eat it by nightfall, vafil hachi ain shochtim azorkin alav. That's what Rabbi Akiva holds. Even though he can technically be ready to do it and be fit for the korban, but we don't do that. Va'anan sfirale, but I hold shochtin vizorkin. We do it on his behalf. Hainami diachali kanis b'shas achila, and so he's able to enter b'shas achila shochtin v'zorkin alav. So too over here. So we hold that somebody who's tameh, but he'll be tahor by nightfall. We do it on his behalf, and same thing by derech rechoka. If someone has a way of getting it done, even though he's derech rechoka b'shas shchita, but if he has a way of getting it done, we would love to include him in Pesach Rishon. So he doesn't deny the hekish of Rabbi Akiva. He just says Rabbi Akiva's application of the hekish is within the shita that we do not. We're not zorkin shochtin v'zorkin on behalf of somebody who's tamei sheretz, but if you would hold against that, which there is another opinion that we are shochtin v'zorkin on someone who's tamei sheretz, that would completely change the hekish to support Rav Nachman. Okay.